Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Tomorrow afternoon, Chris Mannix will join us in a little bit. We'll talk to Jim Boeheim and his son, Buddy Buckets Boeheim, a little bit later on. And the great actor from The Big Bang Theory, Jim Parsons, will join us. He is leading our celebrity bracket challenge. I watched basketball yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, watch basketball. It was great. I watched Iowa versus Kentucky, women's basketball. If you haven't seen Caitlin Clark, do yourself a favor. Watch her with their next game, the Sweet 16, as she goes up against another great freshman, Paige Beckers at UConn. A lot of fun, both of them. And up for Player of the Year as freshman, but it was a clinic that Caitlin Clark put on. As she let everybody know, she can do everything. And she probably could have had as many points as she wanted to against Kentucky. She ended up with 35 points yesterday. But back and forth, up and down the floor, offense, defense, great passer, deep range. And that should be a wonderful matchup against, you know, Iowa's not going to have the same kind of talent, firepower that UConn does all around. But Caitlin Clark can go up against anybody in the country. Paige Beckers is a wonderful player as well. Probably seen more of her, though, because Connecticut, the women's basketball games are more readily available. But watching yesterday, it was just fun. It was just fun watching basketball, and you're watching some really, really skilled players. Yes, Paulie.
You know, you talked about for years the Steph Curry effect, and I watched an entire Iowa women's basketball game last night, first time watching this young lady, Caitlin Clark, play. That's the Steph Curry effect. She's taking off-balance shots from 24 feet. She's taking shots when she's open at 26 feet, not waiting till, you know, 20 feet. And when you're watching, like, oh, this is the Steph Curry effect, and it's all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, they're two really good all-around players. But, you know, Paige came in as maybe the top recruit coming in her freshman year. But Caitlin Clark out of Iowa was somebody who was a great scorer in high school, but it was fun. It was just fun to watch basketball. And I'm watching yesterday, and I text Paulie. I gave him a screenshot, and he goes, what are you watching? I go, Iowa and Kentucky, of course. And he had mentioned that his daughter saw Caitlin Clark play in the previous game, and that might have been against Central Michigan, but it was just good. It's just fun basketball, and you know, pick, roll, get the ball, nice bounce pass, deep threes, fun basketball. And you can definitely tell the impact of Steph Curry on basketball in general, because these are deep three. These aren't, she shot one that was just inside the logo. That's deep. That's deep for anybody. But it was fun. I look forward to that game and a matchup, the Sweet 16. That'll be coming up on Saturday. All right, we'll come up with a poll question, play of the day. We got a stat of the day. I told you who's on the program. The NBA has one of the better trade deadlines in sports, and not necessarily because anything's going to happen, but it's just a great excuse to talk about the state of the league. And if you're a team like the 76ers or the Heat, you really have to make a serious assessment of your team. Like, where do you stand before Thursday's trade deadline at 3 Eastern? Are you one move away? The Heat are looking at Kyle Lowry. The 76ers looking at Kyle Lowry. Where do you stand with the Nets? Where do you stand with the Lakers? What kind of shape are the Lakers in? When's Anthony Davis back? How long is LeBron going to be out? What position are they going to be in, seating-wise? Kevin Durant, when's he come back? And then there's always the question of Kyrie Irving. And we've seen deals that prove to be really important when it comes to winning a championship. Pau Gasol and Rasheed Wallace come to mind. They were traded around this time, eventually helped win titles. I don't know if that's going to happen with Aaron Gordon or Kyle Lowry, but it's still a great time to gear up and get excited about the rest of the NBA season. And I know that we rank, I try not to, but others rank, who's your MVP right now? And we might find out that Joel Embiid, by not playing, is the MVP. Or LeBron not playing is the real MVP. There's a chance that Lonzo Ball is going to get traded. Could be to Philadelphia if they don't get Kyle Lowry. Could be the Clippers. Could be another team in there. And I'm negative towards, you know, LeVar Ball, because dad never really accomplished anything as an athlete, but he wants to ride his son's coattails, and he wants to tell you how much he knows about basketball, and he could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one. And, you know, he just doesn't shut up and let his kids play. And I will say this about Lonzo Ball. I was critical of him. I love him as a player, but I'm critical of him when it comes to that open jumper. You could see him freeze. And he has to work on this. How he did not work on this, I'll never know. But he has worked on this to improve his game. He's a good player. And if he can get past that mental hurdle, he's going to be a very valuable player. Now, he's overshadowed by his brother, but and rightfully so. But Lonzo has put in the work to become a better player. And usually when you get to the pros, you don't always get that with players. Sometimes you get there and then you stop. He's worked on this. He understands the game. He plays defense. He rebounds. He passes. But he needed to improve, and he has. Like, he's a legitimate shooter now. Not great. Not even very good. Maybe not even good. But just be consistent. If you can get him, you know, in the 43-44% range, and you could get maybe 35-36% from three-point range, he just needs to be a weapon. And as much as I'm critical of his father, what his two sons that are in the NBA have done, they are really good players. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, his stats are way up. He's 23 years old. His rookie year, he shot 36%. He's up to 43%, which is serviceable. His three-point percentage is now at 39%. Again, that's not bad
at
all.
I'll take that.
That's not bad at all. And he's shooting 8 threes a game. He's starting to become a little bit of a volume guy. His free throw percentage, which was 45% as a rookie, 41% in his second year, is up to 77%. Again, 77%, you can play point guard in the league.
All I want, yes, because I can't have you be my point guard. I can't have my point guard as a liability. I have to take him out at the end of games. I just can't have that. But 77%, I will take all of those numbers. He just has to continue to, you know, have those grow. Yeah, McLevin.
But you watch them play. His guy is on Zion. Of course he's shooting 38% for three. He's never covered. He's an automatic double team on Zion because of him. So I don't know, because I'm scouting him for my Sixers. Is that enough of a three-point? I know he's much better, but is that still enough to win a title when your lead guards?
Well, the Sixers aren't a three-point shooting team.
Right, so why add him? I feel like they need a shooter. That's what I was sort of wondering.
Well, I wondered about J.J. Redick because they're going to buy him out, it looks like, and then Redick could go back to Philadelphia. But, you know, Mannix will know about this. I just think Lonzo Ball sort of got left behind. He's only 23, but he's a valuable player. And at that, he sees the floor. I mean, they're just players who understand the game. I mean, I'm watching yesterday with, you know, Caitlin Clark. She sees the floor. That's all. She sees the game differently than other people do. And there are a lot of players who are capable of doing that. It's just Lonzo is able to do that. LaMelo is able to do that. They see the floor. Their head is up. When they're dribbling, they're always looking. And I just wanted to make mention of that. He might be traded. Looks like he's going to be traded. I don't think he's staying in New Orleans. His dad, of course, got involved in this and said that he's got to get out of New Orleans. You know, I bet you let your son speak for themselves. And if he's gone someplace else, I do think he'll be a valuable addition to somebody come playoff time. Yeah, Paulie.
Did you watch the Lakers last night?
The G League Lakers?
That's a tough watch.
That was, the Pelicans put up 102 points through three quarters. That's a tough watch. And with LeBron and AD not in there, I just don't know how far they fall down, because it's one thing to say, well, the Lakers can beat anybody. And once the playoffs start, if everybody's healthy, well, you're going to be playing all those road games. You're not in a bubble anymore. You're going to be playing all road games. Now, granted, you know, how many people are going to be in the crowd to give you a true home court advantage? But, you know, you don't want to be in a play-in game. You know, you don't want to be down there, you know, 7-8 seed. But I don't know how long these guys are going to be out. But you have a couple of players who were out as well. There was, by the way, I don't know if anybody has noticed, the Phoenix Suns have picked up where they left off in the bubble. They're pushing the Utah Jazz for the number one spot in the West. And you probably can only name two Phoenix Suns. I mean, and you might forget that Chris Paul is one of those, but he's been great. Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton. I mean, the Phoenix Suns went undefeated in the bubble, and they have continued that momentum. And Chris Paul has done a wonderful job for that team. That sort of takes away, you know, Mannix is going to join us, and he wants to tell me Rudy Gobert should be mentioned for MVP. Okay. Like, how many people are going to be mentioned for MVP? Like, 10? How about we just limit it to 5? Just give me 5 who could win the MVP. And it's a silly argument now because it changes. The Joker had another triple-double last night. You know, okay. Harden was wonderful last night. Like, he had 17 assists. This is fluid, but people run out of things to talk about. It's like, what can we talk about? How about MVP? Okay, we'll do that. Yeah, Paul.
I thought about this Rudy Gobert thing on the drive home yesterday, and Rudy Gobert is infamous for one thing in his career. I mean, you remember how the NBA stopped last year, Rudy Gobert's place in it.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of rooting for him to win the MVP. So in the first paragraph of his bio when he retires is former MVP Rudy Gobert, who also was when the league paused, blah, blah, blah. Maybe first paragraph would be MVP. Second paragraph would be all the other stuff.
There was also another story yesterday, and it had to do with Draymond Green. And Draymond Green talking about that he's the best defender of all time. I mean, I'm fine with him having that belief. He's not. But Draymond Green is really good at trolling. All that is he keeps his name in the headlines, on and off the court. He's really good at trolling. And that's all he did. You know, if Tony Allen and Draymond Green are arguing back and forth who's the best defender of all time, That's probably not a conversation I really want to... I mean, I might be amused by it, but Draymond Green might be in a conversation of one of the great defenders, but he's nowhere near in the conversation of best defender. Not even close. And Tony Allen, okay. I mean, that's all we would always talk about when we saw Memphis play. Oh, Tony Allen, going to guard Kobe. And I'm like, righty. Okay. When you can't do anything else, they usually talk about your defense. It's like a shortstop who can't hit. Yeah, but he can play some defense. Okay, that's good. But, you know, greatest defenders of all time. Here is Draymond Green talking about that.
You know, I can go all around the league and find good defenders. I just don't think any of them are as good as me. I think I'm the best defender to ever play this game in the NBA.
Do you?
My 100%. That's my opinion. But I also think I view the game a lot differently than most people view the games. I think I just see it from a different perspective. I think when you look at the things that make a great defender, reaction time, toughness, being able to see the picture long before it develops. And most importantly, in order to finish a defensive possession, you got to rebound. And I think I rebound well. And so, you know, when I look at all the facets that make up the defensive side of the ball, I think I'm great in every facet that makes up that side of the ball.
I'm fine with the confidence level. Somebody should give Draymond Green a little history lesson. Bill Russell's the greatest defender of all time. Hakeem Olajuwon is a great defender. Tim Duncan's a great defender. Jordan, a great defender. Gary Payton, a great defender. Kobe, Kevin Garnett. There's so many players. Now, I will say that Draymond can guard, you know, multiple positions, but, you know, all I know is... we got a against the grain Seton O'Connor.
Against the hardwood?
Oh, okay.
I might have a sort of a grainy take here, Andrew. I'm sorry that I'm jumping in on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm curious.
Okay.
Well, all of the guys that you just mentioned played the game when you were allowed to hit people and you were allowed to hand check and all this stuff, which would make being a good defender easier. If you're playing in an age now where you're not allowed to put your hands on players and you're still a great defender, you're still a lockdown defender, that's a degree of difficulty that all of those guys never faced.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's valid point that you could put your hands on these guys. But I think that Jordan and Gary Payton, those guys, Bill Russell, you know, they were great defenders. Hakeem Olajuwon, great defender. But is Draymond the best defender because he can't put his hands on anybody? Like, is there anybody who plays great defense now where you go, hey, you can't put your hands on him, so he's one of the great defenders of all time? Yes. Yeah,
well, right, because if you think about it, the people that you just named, they were essentially allowed to foul on every single play and never had it called because it was okay to do then. But now if Draymond played defense the same way they did, it would be a foul.
I just never looked at Draymond Green as a lockdown defender. Yeah, McLovin.
Even last night, I saw some of the Sixers where so he got matched on the Tobias Harris. It was game over. Harris just went right around him and got to the hole.
I'm okay.
It's all hype.
I know, and this is what Draymond does. He's really good at this. And Golden State was a great defensive team. You know, when they had their run, they were a really good defensive team.
Were they really? Yes. Traditional? Like, because they had high-scoring games, though, right? Like, because they picked up the tempo so
I think
fast.
If you look at their defensive numbers... Like, you know, Clay Thompson, great defender. You know, LeBron to me is a better defender than Draymond Green. When LeBron wants to be, because he's doing it now and also 15 years ago. Yeah, McLovin.
Do you remember when Jamal Murray was really hot and then LeBron switched on to him? Oh, I felt bad for Jamal Murray because when LeBron wants to play defense.
Yes, yeah.
But he can't expend that energy every night.
No, not at both. See, Draymond can float. Like, he can score 8 points. And they can still win. LeBron's got to score 25. And he's got to do everything else. So Draymond has this luxury, sort of like Ben Wallace. Ben Wallace was one of the great help defenders of all time. But if he guarded you man-on-man, on ball, I didn't think he was a great defender at all. But he was wonderful off the ball. Dennis Rodman is a far better defender than Draymond Green. Far better. And a better rebounder. because Draymond talked about how he's a great rebounder as well. Dennis Rodman with the Pistons is as good a defender. And Scottie Pippen, great defender. But it got us talking about Draymond Green, because normally we're not, unless they're playing for a championship and he's getting thrown out of a game, getting technicals. Yes, Paul.
There was a run a couple years ago where Draymond Green had a season. He averaged 14 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. I mean, that is an all-purpose player.
Great.
I mean, he's not at that peak now, but like you said, career-wise, Dennis Rodman averages twice as many rebounds for his career as Draymond Green does. I mean, Dennis was a freak show.
When Rodman played for the Pistons, and he's guarding Worthy or Bird, I mean, he was a great on-the-ball defender. But look, it got us talking about Draymond Green, and really that's his goal. And I love his confidence, but I don't think he's a lockdown defender. I think he's a very good defender, but Chris Mannix will join us coming up. By the way, this program brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. It's simple. You set it up 30 minutes or less, and it's safe. SimplySafeDan.com. Customize your system. Get a free security camera. Never have to worry about a break-in at your home ever again. Phone calls are welcome. We'll come up with a poll question today. Paulie said that he wanted to have a five-minute poll question. You still want to do that?
I think just in the commercial break, because you already made your decision on it. If you could add one of these two players to your team for a decade at their peak, you're going to have every bit of them. They're going to play great. Draymond Green or Dennis Rodman.
But what am I getting with Dennis Rodman?
Whatever Dennis Rodman you want. Spurs, Bulls,
Well, I Pistons. Definitely want the Pistons.
Okay, you get Dennis when he still shot a lot and ran the floor, and pogo stick Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Or Draymond Green averaging 14, 10, and 8. Couple years ago.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
And you got the head case stuff with Rodman versus the technical foul prone Draymond Green. You got to mix in some of the negatives that come with their play.
Imagine, you know, if you go back to the Bulls documentary, he needed a weekend off and he was going to Vegas. Imagine a player asking for permission and being granted permission to go let some steam off to meet Madonna or Carmen Electra in Vegas. I mean, it's crazy. And then we found out about it, but Jordan basically said, just make sure he comes back. That's how valuable Rodman was. Yeah, let him go. Make sure he comes back. Imagine if you remember Johnny Manziel, where he checked out and went to Vegas, and we're like, what are you doing? You're the quarterback, dude. You know. If you played like Rodman, then maybe the Browns would have let you do it. 21 after the hour. We'll take a break. Mannix will try to convince. Let me see. I'm trying to tease you so you'll stay through the commercial break and listen to Mannix. I shouldn't say that he's going to try to convince you Rudy Gobert is an MVP candidate. Should I, McLevin?
Sorry, Rudy Gobert. I lost consciousness for a second. By the way, I was wondering, too, isn't Donovan Mitchell in the conversation, too, if you're going to put Gobert? I'm curious, why not Donovan Mitchell? He's scoring 25 points a game.
I don't know.
There's 74 MVP candidates. Might as well throw the ball.
I know. You know, Kawhi Leonard is a better defender than Draymond Green.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
But he's very good.
Thank you, McLeod. 22 after the hour. Take a break. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Every day. It defies logic. Really, it does. Todd says, I don't know how you do it. I said, look, age is undefeated.
You're
it's inevitable.
Bouncing around way early, hours before the show starts. You're bouncing
I walked by
stage.
Todd about 15 minutes ago. I said, Todd, it's a Wednesday, but it's
a Super Bowl every day.
Every day is the Super Bowl. You can take the supplement I take every day. It's M-Drive. It's packed with powerful ingredients backed by science. I'm energized, strong, lean, and you want to attack the day. You wake up, you don't feel great. How's your diet? Sleeping. You work out. M-Drive, mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Or get M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shop, Energy, Strength, Drive. It works for you. You can hold off age as long as you want, but you have to be willing to do that. It can work for you. Go to mdrivedan.com and don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive, mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Earlier this morning, we had a conversation. Paulie says it's condiment month. I don't know about that. But we went around the room on our favorite condiment. And I was wondering, you know, the best condiment, what condiment sells the most or makes the most money? The verdict is in. The U.S. consumes $2 billion worth of mayo each year, while the ketchup market is worth around $800 million, less than half of mayo's. Soy sauce follows close behind ketchup. Barbecue sauce at $660 million. The mustard market has been shrinking, falling slightly under $450 million. McLovin loves mayo.
Yeah, I'll put mayonnaise on anything, which is very polarizing.
I detest mayo.
Yeah, people either love it or hate it.
Yeah.
But like a turkey sandwich without mayo?
No, mustard.
But, yeah. Yeah.
First of all, I'm calling BS on Condiment Month.
National Condiment Month.
Yeah.
It's not International Condiment Month, just to clarify.
Oh, okay.
Not worldwide yet.
Oh, the things we talk about on this show. Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated NBA senior writer, joining us on the program. Mannix, how are you today?
A little stomach churning, Dan. Mayo is disgusting.
It is.
Like, I wouldn't, like, I mean, I'm a big tuna fish eater, but I'll eat it dry at all times before I put mayo in that mix. Same thing with lobster rolls. I mean, hell no with mayo.
No, it's Hellmann's.
No, yeah. Either way, gross.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on, Chris. That's all we all right, wanted Dan. To talk to you about. I thought Draymond Green accomplished what Draymond Green wanted to do, and that is he loves to troll people. And, you know, him and Tony Allen going back and forth as to who's the greatest defender. Those guys aren't even in, you know, in the conversation. But Draymond is a really good player. I don't know where you would put him as great defender of all time. But I might as well, I just spent, you know, 10 minutes talking about it, so I might as well let you address it.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. He accomplished exactly what he set out to accomplish, which was to set social media ablaze with the conversation. Tony Allen gets roped into it. But I think the only way you could have this discussion is to talk about generations, right? I mean, maybe Draymond Green is the best defender of this generation. He is certainly the most versatile defender.
Better than Kawhi Leonard?
I mean, I liked how Draymond could guard basically 2 to 5 for a period of time. There was like a 3-year stretch he could do that. So it's right there. But then you go back and you talk about Mutombo and Gary Payton, and you go back even further, and it's the Bill Russell discussion, which I think is where it stops. So I you know, look, Draymond is one of certainly, but it's hard to point him at the top.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I Russell, Hakeem Olajuwon, Tim Duncan, great defender, Pippen, Jordan. You know, there's so many great, great players. You know, but as Seton pointed out, you could hand check back then. You know, Draymond is playing in an era where you can't really use your hands on anybody. But I would probably look at Kawhi's.
I remember back in the day when I was working for the Celtics in the 90s, and I ran into Russell, you know, one day, the rare appearance he had in Boston. This subject kind of came up where, you know, was he being discounted as a great defender because of the era he played in? And Russell always said, you know, Shaq was the guy he'd have a problem with because of Shaq's just raw size. He's like, anybody else I could handle. I could defend anybody else in this league from whatever generation you're talking about. That's how confident Russell was in his own defensive abilities.
All right, let's dive into it. I know you're trying to make a case because I guess there's 58 guys who are up for the MVP in the NBA. So the floor is yours. Your latest MVP candidate is?
I mean, your hatred for all things French notwithstanding, Rudy Gobert is certainly making, I think, a strong case to be in consideration for MVP. And I put this on Twitter the other night. Of course, you get ratioed left and right by people that are saying he's not even the best center in his division, because Nikola Jokic is certainly there. But I'm tired of like everybody looking at raw numbers. I mean, Rudy Gobert is so much better than his numbers. I mean, I tweeted that after the Chicago game where Rudy went for what, 20, you know, almost a triple-double with blocks in there, and was just this presence every minute he was on the floor. I mean, he is, with all due respect to Ben Simmons, the defensive player of the year, and I think it's a pretty wide gap. And offensively, you know, you and I had this debate last time, but he springs everybody on that Jazz team with his screen setting. So as far as impactful players on both ends of the floor, you know, Rudy Gobert is right up there with the most impactful on both ends. I'm not going to vote for him, I don't think, for MVP, because I think there are better players in that mix. But can he finish top five? I think that's possible.
I don't think you can go to bat for him on a social platform and then say you're not voting for him. If the season ended today, where does Rudy Gobert end up on your ballot?
Somewhere between 5 and 7 right now.
Oh, my God.
Right now.
But why am I having you on to talk about this?
Because I didn't say he was the MVP. I said he should be in the mix for MVP. Okay. I get a lot of people.
How many guys are in the mix for MVP, Chris? Can we stop this? It feels like it grows exponentially. Now there's 15 guys that you can say.
That's because, Dan, the calculus keeps changing, right? Like, Joel Embiid was the front runner for an extended period of time, and then he goes down with an injury. LeBron James looked like the front runner, but he could be out until mid-April, which changes the dynamic. If Rudy Gobert stays healthy and plays the rest of the season, you can certainly make an argument that he should be considered MVP. I actually think, and I'm going to try to write this next week, but I think there's an even stronger argument that you should give it to Giannis for a third year in a row. Look at what he's doing right now.
I'm fine with that.
He's out with a minor knee injury, but I mean, you know, the numbers are largely the same from last year. And if that Bucks team finishes with the best record in the East, which is certainly possible, I don't want to hear about voter fatigue with Giannis. He might deserve a third MVP.
Well, no, this just has to do with, and it shouldn't, what they have not done in the postseason. If the Bucks won the title last year and Giannis was having this season, then I think the voters would look at him differently. You don't even hear Giannis's name with the top MVP candidates. We're going out of our way.
That's bad on the voters, though, Dan. Like, that's bad on the voters who, again, I think it's voter fatigue, who are just looking like, oh, I don't want to vote for Giannis again. There's only a handful of guys that have won 3 MVPs in a row. Giannis doesn't deserve to be in that rarefied air. No, it's all in a vacuum. It's based on the regular season, and I think you're going to have a hard time saying that there are better players than Giannis having a regular season.
Trade deadline. Well, let me start with the Lakers here. With AD and LeBron still out, what's the risk that they're running here? And will they do anything at the trade deadline?
I don't believe they do anything at the trade deadline because, I mean, they don't have a lot of assets to deal anyway. They've shipped out many of their draft picks in previous trades. And the one guy teams want, Horton Tucker, is the player the Lakers are not going to deal right now. Right now, it's just kind of bite down and see if you can get one win out of every four and keep yourself in the mix until LeBron and AD come back. I watched that, at least the first three quarters of that Pelicans game last night. I turned it off and it was like 102 to 70 something at the end of the third quarter. I mean, it's going to get ugly in Los Angeles over these next few weeks. And they've just got to hope that they stay inside that top eight in time for LeBron and AD to come back. And look, as long as those two are back in mid-April, that gives them, you know, 3-4 weeks to climb back up in the standings. So I'm not yet concerned about them missing the playoffs, but it is going to be a really ugly next few weeks in LA because they don't do anything well. I think they're still the number one defensive team in the league statistically, but they're not a good defense. And offensively, they're just mixing and matching guys out there. So I think it's going to be a tough stretch for the Lakers.
And then it comes to marquee names, Aaron Gordon, Kyle Lowry. Feels like that's about it. Are both going to be moved?
Well, it's pretty clear at this point that Aaron Gordon is going to be moved. I think Boston and Denver are two of the leading contenders right now for Gordon. And it's just going to come down it really comes down to what Orlando is going to accept. Right now, there's a gap in what teams are offering and what the Magic want to get back. But I think that gap's going to be closed before Thursday afternoon. So I think Gordon moves. Evan Fournier, his teammate, I think is going to move with him when that deal ultimately happens. Oladipo, I think the Knicks' interest in Oladipo is vastly overstated. I don't think that Tom Thibodeau is in love with Oladipo there, nor do I think he fits their timeline. But I do think Oladipo gets auctioned off at some point somewhere. Lowry is interesting. I think Miami continues to be the front runner there because they'll part with Duncan Robinson, and Robinson is probably the best player that the Raptors can get back in that mix. The most interesting player, though, Dan, is John Collins. John Collins is an excellent player, and the Hawks have made him available, but their asking price is high, and I'm not expecting that asking price to go down. So John Collins is the one that I'm not sure is going to move. I'm very sure that Gordon and Oladipo are likely to move. Lowry, I think, is likely to move, along with Norman Powell, But John Collins is the one player that you still are not sure if he's going to move.
I like what the Suns are doing, and they're doing it quietly. I don't know if they're just a regular season team. They picked up from the bubble where they went undefeated in this season. So handicap the Phoenix Suns' bigger picture here.
Look, they've got a chance to be a conference finalist, at least in that conference, because Chris Paul has made them a tougher playoff team. But beyond Paul, you know, I really like what DeAndre Ayton has done this year. I mean, Ayton is forever going to be compared to Luka Doncic and will never put up the kind of numbers or probably win the kind of awards that Doncic has done. But what Ayton has done this year has accepted that defense is his primary responsibility. And this Suns team, I believe, is still ranked inside the top 10 defensively. And that's largely because DeAndre Ayton has made a commitment to that end. He's still putting up numbers when he can on the offensive end. And Chris Paul, you know, if you watch the game last night, goes out of his way to make sure Ayton gets some, you know, easy buckets around the rim. But he is locked in on that end of the floor. And if they're able to be top 10 defensively, they're going to give any team in that conference a real problem.
Great to talk to you as always, Chris. Have fun, and thanks for joining us.
You got it, Dan.
That's Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated, NBA senior writer. He loves the French. He loves Tony Parker.
Dante Exum, remember?
Yeah.
He's Australian, maybe?
I think he was Australian.
Yes.
But he likes European ball players.
He doesn't like homegrown ball players, apparently. I think that's what it comes down
to. He said Mario Hezonja was going to be a future All-Star. I'm not making that up.
Oh, he did say that?
Yeah, he went number five. I mean,
yeah, that made it even worse that he went that high.
Who's the guy? You had a guy in your draft with an impossible name, I remember, when you were had to call out the draft.
Nicholas Skittishvili?
Oh, that's the hardest name ever.
Yeah. He went like five to Denver. Nicholas Skittishvili.
Did he ever do anything in the NBA?
No, I think he went overseas, but I don't think he ever came back. All right, we'll take a break. Oh, Tampa Bay Buccaneers have just signed somebody. Have that for you. Our play of the day up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com.
Oh, my God.
The play.
The play is called play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Johnson, baseline, turnaround. Good for Tyler Johnson. Off the 17th assist for James Harden.
Courtesy of WFAN, Nets Radio Network, Harden goes for 25, 17, and 7. Brooklyn is 16 and 2 since February 10th. Matching the best 18-game stretch in team history. That is your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by M-Drive, the supplement I take every day. Powerful ingredients backed by science. Get energized, stronger, leaner. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. I told you the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had a signing. They are bringing back Ndamukong Suh. One-year deal. Another Super Bowl champ is headed back to Tampa. This according to Ian Rappaport. A couple of phone calls in here. Nick in Cincinnati leads us off. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. 6 feet, 200. I'm also a 17-time caller, but normally I'm known as Nick in Arizona. I just moved.
All right.
But I wanted to chat about NBA and defense and eras. So I liked what Seton said, and I was curious your take on if defense is being played better now than it was in the 80s and 90s, or was it just more physical back then? You know, kind of give me your take. And then regarding condiments, you know, my grandpa always said there's three kinds of turds: mustard, custard, and you big poop. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
Is he anti-mustard?
Sounded like that.
Oof-ha.
Yeah.
It's not going to play well.
You can't put your hands on guys, but I think there's less ball movement now. Everybody's on the perimeter. So it feels like you know where your guy's going to be, as opposed to in different eras where there was constant movement there. It's a little bit different. But, yeah, the physicality of being able to play defense, put your hand on somebody, which makes it even more amazing, the offensive numbers of those players. You know, Jordan was a great defender. Kobe, a very good defender. That you could put your hands on them as well and what they were able to accomplish. Yes, Paul?
The other hard fouls are not allowed anymore. Whenever there's even something close to a hard foul, they launch an investigation. They go to replay and decide whether it's a flagrant one or flagrant two. It happens a couple times a game, even if it's close to a hard foul.
Well, there used to be playoff fouls. That it was, they called it differently in the playoffs. If you watch an old playoff game and then you go, wow, that seemed a little rough. That's excessive. Yes, yeah,
I think there's an Instagram account called like Old School NBA or something like that. And essentially just clips like that of like Kevin McHale tackling somebody and, you know.
This just in, the Washington football team owner, Daniel Snyder, is buying out the minority owners. The deal has been approved by the NFL Finance Committee. Daniel Snyder, he's not going away. And there was a report that came out that they're not changing their name, their nickname. They're going to be the Washington football team. He's not giving up the team. Got total control. And that changed fast, right? Remember kind of teetering on, oh, there's an investigation, Washington Post, there's sexual harassment. He paid off somebody. And then all of a sudden, it's like, nothing to see here. Once the season starts, Daniel Snyder's like, whew. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, you could find 20 articles from late August. Daniel Snyder must sell this team. The NFL should remove Daniel Snyder. The minority owners of the team were complaining about Daniel Snyder. They're not going to be any more minority owners of the team. He's bought them all out.
Yeah.
He's going to buy them all out. Daniel Snyder's entrenched.
Yeah. And I go back to what I was told. I don't know how long it's been. It's been years. And Daniel Snyder wanted to build a stadium back downtown in Washington, D.C. And I was told by a very good source that the only way that would happen is if he changed the nickname to the team when they were known as the Redskins. Well, he's changed the nickname. Can he have a stadium downtown? Yes, he.
Yeah, but you get the sense that, you know, there was clearly a hostile takeover being attempted by minority owners. And Daniel Snyder was like, all right, let's huddle up in the war room and start wiping people out.
Yeah. Let's just buy them all out.
Yeah.
See you guys.
Okay, I'm going to take care of all these people.
Let's see. AJ in Boston. Hi, AJ. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First of all, love what you guys do. Thanks for making the mornings more enjoyable.
Well, thank you.
Wanted to quickly talk about the Rodman versus Draymond comparison that you made. Mm-hmm. I feel, you know, both great players, great defenders, but it's difficult to compare because their team styles are different. But if you switch them, if you switch teams, if it were Rodman on the Warriors and Draymond on the Bulls or the Pistons, I feel Draymond would still lead, like, get success with them, whereas Rodman will be difficult because Draymond averages like 8 assists a game. He can guard 2 through 5, like Manic said. And, you know, just wanted to get your take on it since, like, I feel that just makes Draymond more important, like more valuable than Rodman.
All right. Well, thank you, AJ. Draymond is a better all-around player. Rodman was a good passer as well. He was a better defender, in my opinion, and a better rebounder. He didn't want to shoot. He couldn't care less. He'd go to the free throw line, and it's as if he was being bothered that he had to go to the free throw line. But Rodman, when he was in junior college, averaged, I think, 30 points a game. But he didn't want to. He knew his role. He's a great role player when it came to the Pistons, that's for sure. But, hey, you want Draymond Green? I'll take Dennis Rodman. Yeah. I saw Rodman on the biggest stages, and he played great. Came through. They won titles. Draymond cost the Golden State Warriors their title. Yes, Paul McLellan.
We put up the poll, who would you rather have for 10-year span, Rodman or Draymond Green? And 78% went Rodman. So
yeah. Draymond's a really good player. If Draymond was on Orlando or Cleveland, he would be just a nice player. You wouldn't even know that he was there. Or you'd have to look closer and go, oh, wow, he's averaging that. With Golden State, he does what they need him to do. Not a great scorer. Really good passer, point forward, and will be the do the dirty work. Got to have those guys. So if you say I got to take Draymond Green and you get Dennis Rodman, I'm okay with that. But there are a lot of guys who are better defenders than Draymond Green. But Draymond, the first thing I said was he accomplished what he wanted to accomplish. He just trolls people. He loves this. He loves social media. Loves talking about this. And got his name up there in the conversation because we've probably forgotten about him because Rudy Gobert is your defensive player of the year. Or Anthony Davis when he's healthy. They're better defenders than Draymond Green. Coming up next hour, father and son, Jim Boeheim and Buddy, Buddy Buckets Boeheim.
Patrick.
My wife set this up.
What's a Zoom? What is Zoom?
Coming up. Close out first hour with DraftKings. This weekend's UFC 260 is sure to be a can't-miss event. Every punch, kick, knockout means so much more with a DraftKings lineup on the line. DraftKings, of course, the official daily fantasy partner of UFC, giving you a shot at huge cash prizes. This weekend's fights, DraftKings is offering all players a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. And if you haven't tried fantasy MMA, it's really easy to play. You pick six fighters, stay under the salary cap, pile up points for advances, takedowns, and more. And don't forget about basketball and hockey. DraftKings has even more money up for grabs throughout the week. DraftKings is safe, secure, reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the DraftKings app now. Use the promo code Patrick and get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes throughout the week. The promo code's Patrick. Get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.